You're listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
So I'm here at CIFA 2018 here in Brighton. I'm now just sitting across the desk from Tariq Mian, who works for Targate Insurance. Got it right.
I've been running a specialist insurance scheme for archaeologists for the last 20 years. Probably about 70 to 80% of the archaeologists in the UK are our clients. And we're here to support them. We're here to sponsor the conference. And we're here to answer any questions that anyone may have, and also to deliver a CPD session on risk management within archaeology using our experience of insurance claims that have happened to archaeologists in the past.
So what are the main kind of insurance claims that are kind of come under archaeology specifically? What do you usually deal with?
The claims tend to vary a lot, but certainly we have a lot of claims on hired in plant. Mm-hmm. So equipment that has been borrowed by archaeologists for excavating, usually where they get vandalized or stolen or anything like that. That's a very typical example of the main types of claims that we get. We also have liability claims for archaeologists who dig through underground services accidentally that don't come up on geophysical survey reports or don't appear on the survey maps and the information that they get from the utility companies. So that tends to be the one. And also, you know, we often get developers who, obviously the archaeologists do a lot of work for developers on PPG 15, PPG 16 sites for planning. And if the developer doesn't get their planning, then sometimes they refuse to pay their bills and end up trying to get out of paying bills by making allegations of negligence. It's never usually the archaeologist's fault anyway.
No, that doesn't sound so great. But what's really good, what's really strikes me is that you said 20 years supporting it. That must give you a kind of a long-term view of the industry. How do you feel archaeology has changed over the time that you've been providing insurance? What has changed, do you think?
Well, I think a lot has changed. Certainly, talking to archaeologists, even they say that things have changed quite a lot over the last 20 years. I think, you know, archaeology in its commercial form started in the early 90s when the planning guidelines were first introduced in, I think it was 92 or something like that. And since then, archaeology has been going from a more academic side of things to a commercial side of things. And over the time, archaeologists have learned to be more commercial in the way they think, more commercial in the way they deal with clients. And, you know, at the same time, keeping their feet firmly planted in what they love doing, which is fantastic. And that's, you know, I really respect them for that. They stay true to who they are and they love that, but they're also learning to be commercial about it. They're learning to how to run businesses and everything else. And it's just really great to see things evolving that way. And they're becoming very professional in their approach to business as well as professional in their approach to archaeology. So yeah, it's really great to see that.
That sounds really good. I'm just wondering, obviously, don't want to give too much away on your CPD session, but can you tell us a little bit about the CPD session? How were you asked to do it? Was something you suggested? Well, how did that come about?
It's something I suggested to CIFA a few years ago they said to me, would you like to do a CPD session one day or something like that for archaeologists? And I said, well, I could do something on risk management. So share the benefit of experience and knowledge. And it's evolved over the years. The actual presentation has changed quite a lot. So we delivered one this year, which focused a lot on emerging risks and understanding exposures, for example, to do with GDPR and breaches of the new general data protection regulations that are coming in and how it affects you, understanding how criminals are targeting people nowadays. It's very changed. It used to be, you know, your plant got stolen. Now you end up getting people sending you false bank details to where to pay invoices and things, so how crime is changing. So a lot of things around that, and explaining about, you know, understanding how to tailor your risk assessments based around experiences that other archaeologists have had in terms of incidents that have occurred. So yeah, that's kind of what it was about, really.
And how are you finding the conference so far? Have you been to Brighton before?
I have been to Brighton once before, just to visit. Brighton's a beautiful city. Very, very different. It feels a bit like London on the sea. It's quite interesting in that way. Conference is fantastic, and what I'm finding this time, this year, that there is a real good vibe. There's quite a buzz of enthusiasm, so it's feeling good so far.
Good, good. Maybe that's to do with the weather. It's quite nice outside.
It's beautiful, yeah. Shame we're stuck inside.
Wow. If there's anything, if people want to kind of get in touch, if there's any kind of, where would people go to kind of find out more information about Target then?
Well, you know, CIFA recommend our services. So if you go on the CIFA website, my contact details are on there, or you can always just Google search Towergate Archaeology Insurance and it comes up with those details. We are not too far away, actually. We're in Southampton, our office, but Towergate's a national company, but I'm based in Southampton, and we have a team of people who just look after the archaeologists, which is great. So we have nearly 800 clients in the archaeology sector, which is quite good.
It's really quite good. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to speak to me today.
That's okay. My absolute pleasure.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archpodnet.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.